In the never-ending story about getting people in Los Angeles out of their cars, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority is floating a bold plan. Not only connecting the San Fernando Valley with rail transit, not only expanding its footprint in big ways, but boring a tunnel through the Sepulveda Pass to get more people and fewer cars through there. It would be an expensive endeavor and one that will likely find a few foes going forward. Kevin Roderick is with us with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Happy Monday to you.
You too.
Let's talk about what Metro wants to do. What is their plan, or do they even have a plan just yet?
Well, we'll know the details on Friday. I believe that's when Metro is scheduled to put out their agenda of projects that would be submitted to voters on the ballot in November to try to get approval for a new sales tax hike.
Now, this is a sales tax hike that would be countywide, but it would be specific in what it would pay for.
Yes. What they do is they list certain projects, and there's an art to it because they list those projects and kind of make a big deal about them because they want to get voters in different parts of the county with different agendas to agree to vote on the one single measure. So it's a very tricky thing. There have been measures that have failed to get two-thirds vote in the past. Measure R, the big one in, I think it was around 2007, 2008, did pass. And that's why we have the extended Gold Line to Azusa, why the Expo Line is going to Santa Monica, and a whole bunch of other projects were funded through Measure R.
That's what Measure R, of course, what Antonio Villaraigosa, the former mayor, helped push. He was like a driving force behind that one.
Yes, and again, you need a coalition across the county to get these sort of things passed. And that's why you tend to see big projects talked about, like the Sepulveda Pass project, and also projects that have some diversity to them, appealing to voters in the South Bay, San Gabriel Valley, other places.
And so that's what we're seeing. Are we seeing this hodgepodge going on, not only the San Fernando Valley, but really, I mean, a bold plan of boring this tunnel through the pass?
Yeah, that's what we expect to see when the plan comes out on Friday. But the San Fernando Valley is a tricky spot. It's a huge part of the voters in Los Angeles City, and it tends to be a little bit more conservative. And it's also a place where they feel like they've been left out of the enjoying the benefits of this pie in the past. There's the Orange Line busway across the valley, but there is no rail service in the valley. And the leaders out there have been pushing for some more ambitious projects to be funded.
How do they float this plan, do you think, Kevin, to the public, given the declining number of transit riders in greater L.A.? Because that's what we've seen.
Well, all we know is, I can tell you an example of this, the L.A. Times was able to do a story last week exclusively about this Sepulveda Pass boring plan because someone leaked it to them. They're trying to build up a little bit of momentum here for, which sounds like a grand, ambitious plan, right? Get people off of the 405 freeway and Sepulveda Pass, put them underground in a tunnel that'll have train service, maybe cars going through there as well. It's the kind of grand project that you can sell to voters around and say, hey, look what we're doing. It's progress.
And conversely, though, we remember how long it took to get the 405, just those additional lanes on the 405, the multi-billion-dollar process that was.
Yeah, I doubt that anyone living in the Sepulveda Pass area would actually vote for this because they don't want any more work to happen, right? But no, this would be a very expensive project. Tunnels are always expensive. Look at what they talked about in the price tag for this tunnel to put the 710 freeway under South Pasadena or the high-speed rail line through the San Gabriel Mountains out to the desert. It's a lot of money, and again, that's all money that will not go to other projects if they do fund the Sepulveda Pass tunnel.
It's a lot of money, and it's a lot of politics, too, right?
That's for sure, because, again, you have to try to sell it to your constituencies, and not just in Van Nuys and Woodland Hills, but you've got to take that out to Lancaster and Pasadena and Long Beach, too, and say, hey, here's why you should be paying the highest sales tax basically anywhere. This, if it goes through, would raise the sales tax in all of Los Angeles County to 9.5%. Some cities have their own surcharge on top of that, so they would be at 10%. And one USC professor said in the Times story, we don't know what kind of effect that has on an economy and on voters to have a 10% sales tax.
We'll find out for sure exactly what Metro has in store on Friday when that plan is put forward. Kevin Roderick, LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.